That's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 7th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is pecuniary, spelled P-E-C-U-N-I-A-R-Y. Pecuniary is an adjective that means consisting of or measured in money. It can also mean more broadly of or relating to money. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Washington Times by Ethan Epstein. In a commercial environment, news organizations have to balance pecuniary concerns with their duties as journalists. Pecuniary first appeared in English in the early 16th century and comes from the Latin word pecunia, which means money. Both this root and the Latin word peculium, which means private property, are related to the Latin noun for cattle, pecus. Among Latin speakers, as among many other populations past and present, cattle were viewed as a trading commodity, and property was often valued in terms of cattle. Pecunia has also given us the words impecunious, meaning having little or no money, while peculium gave us peculate, a synonym for embezzle. In peculium, you might also recognize the word peculiar, which originally meant characteristic of only one or distinctive, before acquiring its current meaning of strange. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.